Welcome to the memoirs of her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, R standing for resilience. This is your host, Cinderella Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her podcast, coming to you with an adventurous and life journey of a mysterious woman. So sit back, relax, laugh, and enjoy the show. So tonight's topic is going to be about leaving the past buried in the grave. So people, don't you dare wake up the dead. And why you should leave the past buried in the grave and let the dead rest in peace? You know why? Because when you wake up the dead and disturb their peace and assist what happens is that these creepy crawling feelings start to come crawling back into your energy field, and then you become a target for the dead to pull you back in into the grave with them. So before you know it, you'll be in a dark, cold place called the circus of madness, or should I say cycle of madness, with either the person, situation, or thing. So you see, people, it's best to cut all ties, talking about cutting all ties to the person and leaving no strings behind for them to pull you back in or any bridges for them to cross over to you. So save yourself from the recipe of disaster, the witch bewilderness. In this case, we're going to determine, should we move on or be on the move already? So the reason why I say move on is because moving on consists of past tense, right? Past tense as in you're in the situation or you're with the person and you're just thinking about moving on because you feel that it's so much shenanigans going on and you're like, you know what, I can't be bothered with none of this madness, you know? Or what happened is that you reach your breaking point and you are actually on the move, okay? And you already miles and miles away from the person, right? So before we begin on this nice show with this nice little spicy music, this is a little Spanish romantic flamenco music going on, instrumental background music, yes indeedy. So we're going to talk about heartbreak. How I experienced it, how I broke a few hearts, and how my heart has been damaged beyond repair, and the results of me being able to recover from a broken heart. Not literally, but practically, metaphorically. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this and tie it into the fact of when you move on, right? When you move on, you have to be able to leave the past behind, because that means that consists of, if you're dealing with people and their exes, your ex are exes for a reason. If you left a situation, you left that situation for a reason. So in this case, we're going to clap once for moving on or clap twice for on the move, or maybe even three times, right? So let's talk about the heartbreak and how I've experienced it throughout my years, you know, in my youth. What I would say is that I had to have come across maybe two or three narcissistic persons. And maybe just a simple heartbreak as far as a person moving on and, you know, my younger, you know, teenage years or whatever the case might be. The person may not have been narcissistic, but, you know, we had to go our separate ways. So that consists of being heartbreak. But during the course of my youth, like I said, I had to have at least come across two or three narcissistic persons. And one particular one, I would say they have the grand title as far as being the initiator of just, you know, breaking my heart just in general. Okay, so without further ado, not to, you know, get y'all all caught up into just heartbreak or feeling sad, because no, this is not what this show is about. This show is about you listening, enjoying it, and just hearing me out and hearing what's being said. And no, don't feel sorry for me at all, because I don't accept pettiness from anybody, okay? I just want you to understand, and those who can relate to me will understand how I felt, okay? Maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. But at the end of the day, let's talk about this heartbreak. Okay, so I've experienced gaslighting or being gaslighted in relationships. I've been emotionally abused, mentally abused, and I've experienced rejection, betrayal on numerous occasions. And I would say, as far as my catering to all of this, me being naive and gullible is what caused the culprit of me getting my heart broke, metaphorically, not physically, you know, and not technically, because, you know, some people literally go through a heartbreak with their heart, but I haven't really, like, experienced that. I would just say it was more of an emotional effect. Okay, so when it comes down to gaslighting, I would say a lot of times, you know, I've gotten into relationships being naive and only, you know, going into the relationship as far as knowing what I wanted and trying to achieve what I want from out of the relationship, and being able to also be able to cater to whatever needs, or, you know, reciprocate any type of love or whatever efforts that the person put into my life. And at times, I've always felt victim of always giving my all and getting the bare minimum back from the other person, which is not reciprocity. Okay, so what I would say is gaslighted, meaning not asking the right questions upon coming into a relationship with someone or settling with the person. Not giving myself time enough to be able to heal from previous relationships and carrying on baggages into other ones. So usually a lot of times when I, you know, recognize and, you know, going through a self-reflection to see where I went wrong, I realized that I've been gaslighted. And gaslighted is where the guy on the other hand will actually either be in a relationship with someone or, you know, have something going on and will keep these things hidden from me. I cannot say that I have been with a married man before, because I have not, but I've been with men who were already in a commitment already, and I've learned about it after, or the person betrayed me for someone, you know, as far as building a relationship with someone else other than me. But what I would say is that, you know, sometimes what I fall victim to is when they already in a commitment with someone and then they keep that hidden from me and then try to prolong and build something with me. So a lot of times it's like smoke and mirrors and me being gaslighted. And I say that a lot of times it had to do with me being naive and gullible and just going in with what I wanted from the relationship, and at the same time, not asking the right questions and being able to stand firm and creating boundaries. Okay. Because I am not a homewrecker. I don't do that. I do not stand for coming in between people relationships, you know, or breaking up people relationships or whatever the case might be. I'm not for that at all. Not at all. I don't like that. I don't like it to be done to me, so I wouldn't do it to nobody else. Okay? Even if I feel that a couple that have been together and they have unresolved issues and they separated, I still don't want to come in between that. I would prefer to be a friend, nothing more, nothing less, to a person to help them to recover from the situation. But at the end of the day, as far as involving myself, not at all. I'm not that type of person. But a lot of times I've been gaslighted in the situations to where it appeared as though as the homewrecker or someone who's trying to come in between a person's relationship or whatever, and that's not the case. It's really the guy who's being selfish and doing XYZ and withholding information. Okay, so that's how I was victim to being gaslighted. And a lot of times, even when I was in a relationship with a guy or whatever the case might be, they will lie to me and not tell me the truth or tell half truth. But me being the empath, intuitive person that I am, I always tend to, you know, figure out what is what, regardless if they telling me. I always listen to what they not telling me or what's not going on, and I go off of the premises of that and their actions. So this is what going through a series of heartbreak has taught me, you know, to recognize these things. So I would say, like, I've been victim of that. You know, some people say that men lie to the women that they love. And I feel that whatever rationality is in that is not, it doesn't hold any validity, because it jeopardizes a relationship at all costs. That's how I look at it. And me, I'm the type of person that I want a man to be strong. The man that the Most High has for me, I want him to be strong enough to be able to tell me the truth, regardless if it hurts my feeling, but not a truth that he knows that he caused as a result of his self-sabotaging ways, that's gonna, and not thinking about how it's gonna affect the other person, but in accept themselves, but how it's gonna affect the other person, that's unacceptable for me, you know, even if they hurting in the end, you know. So my whole thing is this: tell me the truth. Shame the devil. Tell me the truth, regardless if you're gonna make me cry or whatever the case might be, or you're gonna hurt, you know. I'd rather that than to be lied to and then be devastated in the end, okay? And then another thing I don't like with guys is that sometimes they have a tendency of ghosting because they can't face the fact of telling the truth or sharing their truth because of feeling guilty or shame of, as a result of their actions or decisions that they chose to make as a result of gaslighting. Okay, so moving along to emotional abuse. I know some people are saying, how can somebody be emotionally abused, and how did you endure that? You know, so some women go through physical abuse to whereas, you know, the man may be the breadwinner of the home, and, you know, he may go out, work, whatever, come back home, and as a result of whatever he picked up from out of, you know, the home, as far as work, his frustration, his anger, whatever the case might be, and even if he has a weakness, if he drinks or he smokes or he's a gambler, that's even a double whammy, you know, on top of their frustration, you know. And then they coming home and they taking it out on a woman that they choose to batter physically because they want control, and in their mind they thinking that it's a father to child dynamic is what's in their mind, and feeling that it's okay to put their hands on a woman. So that's a physical abuse aspect, and some women stay in those types of relationships. I don't know why, you know, other than them having to financially depend on that man, you know. So that's what physical abuse may look like and appear, okay? And the man always saying sorry and going through a cycle of buying them stuff and then trying to treat them good and cater to them, and then the whole cycle happens again. And it's all because that man has a low self-esteem. Okay, so now I would say emotional abuse and how I endured it is because if you're dealing with a guy or a man that has self-hatred, or they dealing with stuff that's hidden within their lives, or they have not grown or mature in certain areas, what tends to happen is that they will emotionally abuse the woman, okay? Basically create situations to where as the woman is dependent on them, and, you know, they will either love bomb the woman and then all of a sudden just, you know, turn their backs on them or whatever the case might be, or go ghost and don't talk to them or whatever. That's considered emotional abuse. When a person chooses to be a part of your life and then all of a sudden, by chance, they just choose to just, you know, go about their merry way as though they never met you, or whatever the case might be, and treat you, you know, like, okay, whatever, okay? And that can cause a psychological effect on a person, psychologically, you know, mess a person head up when a person do that, cause emotional abuse to a person. Another thing too is when they withdraw either intimacy, affection from a person because they feel in some type of way, that's emotional abuse. And how I've experienced it is with this one narcissistic guy who does not know how to be affectionate, and even if he did know how to be affectionate, never said I love you, never, you know, showed any initiation of, okay, I care about you, I love you, whatever. I will give it to them, they may have said it, but it's not, the actions always said something different, okay? So that's considered emotional abuse. If they saying it, oh, I love you, this, that, the third, and they, oh, I will do this for you, giving you empty promises, but then they actually say something else, that's emotional abuse, okay? So I've experienced that. I also experienced the lack thereof, where, you know, some men didn't step up in my life. When things I was going through, you know, they didn't step up to be a man, to actually make sure that I'm okay, concerned about me being okay, was never concerned about, you know, stability or consistency with me. And it's always, it was always almost as if it was a one-sided type of relationship. So as a result, I will give them what they need, but I wouldn't get what I needed in the end, emotionally. Okay, because people need to be emotionally healthy as well. It's not good to harbor ill will feelings or to harbor resentment towards anybody, because those are not healthy emotions. Okay, as much as a person wants you to ignore it, especially a narcissistic person wants you to ignore your emotions because they don't acknowledge their emotions, they want the other person to not acknowledge their emotions because they feel like it's impractical, it's illogical, but it's not. Your emotion is an indicator of what it is that you're feeling, and you can decide as the person whether you're going to be mature about your emotions or immature. A lot of times, because people can't articulate themselves, they result to being immature about the emotions, and that's what make it a bad process. But when you are emotionally mature and emotionally and have some emotional intelligence, at the same time, you're able to stabilize your feelings, and you understand that it is just an indicator of what you are feeling. Okay, if you're not feeling good or you're getting a signal that something is not right, 9 times out of 10 it's not. So I've experienced emotional abuse to where I got the silent treatment from guys before. They would ghost me and won't even, you know, call or say to see how I'm doing. Or at times, I feel like I dealt with the guy who was so engulfed with his work or whatever the case might be, that all he cared about is what I was doing to cater to him. And that's a form of emotional abuse, okay? Because when the person doesn't strive for reciprocity or your emotional or mental well-being, they don't strive for that, you know, it can cause an imbalance, okay? Another factor is mental abuse. A mental abuse can happen when they psychologically tell you, men telling, you know, a woman that they're not good enough, or making jokes, derogatory jokes, such as I've dealt with a guy. He may not have directed it towards me, but he had a tendency of always calling women a bed wench and this, that, the third, and bed wench this, bed wench that. And it made me think, at the end of the day, when it came down to intimacy between us, did he ever think that? Did he ever think that, oh, okay, she's a bed wench, or this, that, the third, or this, you know, what, did it ever cross his mind that that's what he thought or whatever, because he talked about that? Because I feel that at the end of the day, when any guy expresses something about a woman, you know, you better believe that it's a reflection of you as well as what they're thinking, as to what they're thinking. So a lot of times I've experienced jokes that were insulting, and it was mental abuse. Okay, some people might say, oh, it was just meant to make you stronger, mentally stronger. No, at the end of the day, you don't say things to make people or make the woman in your life feel insecure or make her feel that another woman is better than her. You don't do those things. So that is a form of mental abuse. And how I experienced, I would say, through situations, through remarks that were derogatory or insulting, you know, And that led to a lot of heartbreak because it really messed my head up a lot. To really sit down and think about if this could really go through this guy's head, then it says so much of what they think of me, okay? And how they're treating me, you know, is kind of evident to what they are saying opposed to what they're not saying. Okay, so it's like at the end of the day, if they were to say, oh, I love you, I would not even believe that guy to really have loved me if they actually said something different, or the joke that they made was to take a shot at me underhandedly. You understand? So I've dealt with that, and I would say it really hurt, but at the same time, I was able to assess, take that pain and change it into, or turn it into power. You know, even as I was experiencing, going through, you know, these heartbreaks and situations, I was taking that pain and saying, I'm going to save this pain for an opportunity where I can turn this into power, because I know that the Most High see what it is that I'm going through, hear what it is that I'm going through, know what it is that I'm going through. And at the end of the day, I know that there's going to be a rainbow and sun at the end of the day. So I still had hope, not in the situation with the person, but hope in a situation that I will leave when the time is right from these types of relationships. Okay. I've experienced rejection where the guy didn't want me. Didn't have to be so much sexually, but they will always try to marginalize the relationship with me to a sexual relationship. And at the end of the day, when they realized that I deserved more and what I wanted more, they always left. They left. And that's what happens. You know, women, what you allow is a man will only do what you allow them to do, is what I would say. Okay? And when you allow them to do certain things that shows that you don't have no boundaries, of course they're going to take whatever the hell they can from you until they can't take no more. So when you decide to create boundaries and have a level of respect for yourself, they want to go, let the masters go, because at the end of the day, they're not meant to be in your life, point blank, period. Okay? So my whole thing is, yes, I've experienced rejection from these men, where they were either attracted to a certain type of woman other than myself, and it kind of affected my self-esteem to a degree, because a lot of times these women were not of the same ethnicity of me at times, or they had to either be lighter than me, whatever the case might be. But at the same time, I said to myself that, you know what, in order for me to heal from this rejection, I have to accept myself, accept who I am, love who I am, and not be looking at the other woman as the problem, or as, you know, the issue, as in being good enough, whatever the case might be. But I would say that these men made me feel as though these women were better than me, okay, better than me, or better quality, whatever the case might be. Whereas, you know, I would say rejection also happened to whereas, you know, they will always be hard on me, treat me bad, treat me like shit, only because I allowed it. But then when they decide to betray me and go with, you know, another woman or whatever the case might be, everything that I deserved in the relationship, they would do for the other person. And that always happened. Or they will always leave me and wanting to come back. And I always close the door. At times in the past, I used to always keep the doors open, but this time I am leaving that fucking door closed for nobody to come back into my life. Point blank, period. Talking about cutting strings, I'm cutting all strings, all bridges, because at the end of the day, I feel like if the person don't understand my value or don't see my value, then they don't need to be a part of my life. And I feel like a lot of times these men hoped I didn't see my value, because they knew that I deserved more, but they didn't want to do more. Okay, and that's because I allowed it. Okay, so as I said, as a woman, if you are a woman, it doesn't have to do, don't go through any complexities of the fact of a woman being lighter, darker than you, brown skin or whatever. Don't go through those types of complexities, because at the end of the day, we all are women. Okay, we all are women, and it doesn't have anything to do with what does she have that I don't have. Don't get caught up into that, because the wrong man and the weak man will make you feel as though she has something more than what you don't have. But we all are women, and what I would say is that you being a good person inside out is what either makes you the same or sets you apart from other women that may not be in that same character bracket as far as you being a good person. Okay, so I would say loving yourself first, accepting yourself, you'll get over that whole thing of rejection, and realizing if somebody don't accept you, you accept yourself, and understand that rejection is God's protection. Okay, so a man rejects you to be with somebody else, go right ahead. Let his ass be with the other person. He thinks the grass is greener on the other side, so let him go. Let him be, you know, and that be the end of that. Another aspect that cater to my heartbreak a lot of times is betrayal. And I've experienced this one too many times. And it's not so much of the fact of experiencing the betrayal of the man, but choosing another woman over me, or just cheating in general. I felt like I got into a point of having so much of a low standard of self-esteem that I was okay with the fact of a man cheating at one point in time, because he was going to do it anyway. I was okay with that. But at the end of the day, I realized that it's not okay. It's not okay, because at the end of the day, if that man is in a relationship with you, and he's taking you serious, and he's investing in you, and he finds out that you're sleeping with other men, or whatever the case might be, he's not going to be too happy. He's not going to be too happy. So reciprocity is all about a give and a take. And if that man cannot respect you enough to not cheat on you or to belittle you or any kind of way, then he don't deserve to be with you, and you don't deserve to be with that person, and you don't deserve to be with someone who you don't trust. That's one indication of me walking away from any relationship. If I feel I cannot trust the person, and the person is making me feel insecure, that is an indication for me to walk away completely. Okay, so I've not only experienced betrayal in the cheating aspect, but I had to realize that it's not okay for a man to go out and sleep with multiple women or whatever the case might be, or be the main woman and him cheating or whatever the case might be. Because what if he brings you back something? What if he brings you back an STD? What if he have a whole family other than just you, you know, and you not know? Okay, what if, right? Or then just being the other woman, where that man puts his family first, and he has a tendency of always saying fuck you, or when he wants to be bothered with you, he strings you along whenever he wants at his convenience. That's emotional abuse, because he knows that he can't give you 100%. And a man that cannot give you 100% has no fucking business dealing with a woman that he knows that he cannot take care of or give 100% to. He shouldn't. Shouldn't at all. Okay, have no business in dealing with a woman as so. Okay, but I've experienced betrayal, an aspect where the man may have chose a family member over me, or didn't stand up for me, and that shit hurt it. Okay, that shit hurt it. And they know where they had the opportunity to either speak up for me, or to be able to, you know, analyze the situation and say, you know what, I can't do this, or whatever the case might be. I have to go with, you know, who I was building with, and this is the woman who I was building with, opposed to choosing a family member who never really was invested in them, period, you know, or whatever it is that they were doing, you know. So my whole thing is this. I've experienced betrayal with the man choosing family members, women, situations, you know, over me, and that really bothered me a lot. It kind of caused me to distance myself and me to either analyze the situation and say, I'm not going to fight against a family member.
His calculations are correct. The Empire is dying.
You can't save yourselves.
And fighting doesn't mean physically. Fighting just basically means that I'm not going to put up a thing to where I have to prove the stuff that I did and, you know, things or whatever. I'm not going to go through that rendezvous. I'm not doing that at all. Period. Because if my work, my efforts, my love, and, you know, me, Karen, didn't speak enough for you, then it's like, you know what? You have a good thing coming to you. Is how I say it, you know. So the betrayal part with family members, they may say blood is thicker than water, whatever the case might be, but at the end of the day, you find out that water is thicker than blood. And I feel like even in this case of dealing with a guy, sometimes, you know how some women deal with mama boys, where they always want to put their mother first, or their mother's just always... wanting to include themselves in their son's relationships, you know, which is not cool. Which is not cool at all, period. So I've dealt with a guy who chose to put his mother before me. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to try to step up and prove my point or whatever the case might be, because he already said, oh, my mother this, my mother that. I understand your mother may have taken care of you or did so-and-so as a child. That was her responsibility. That's what she was supposed to do for you as a child. But at the end of the day, when it came down to building things, as many times, even before and after me, as she had to either invest in with you and what you was doing, she never chose to do anything until after, when the table was ready and the food and everything was already prepared on the table, okay? And then you choose your family member over me. That's one. Then two, on top of that, you know, we go through a separation because of your self-sabotaging ways. This is a narc I was dealing with, okay? And then we go through a separation, never having to really resolve whatever we went through, and then you choose to be in a relationship with someone else and have children with them. So I dealt with that betrayal, and I've dealt with it, you know, in my own way, and I've dealt with it as a way of leaving the past buried and behind, and not waking up the dead. Because right now, I feel like the past is dead to me right now. But I've dealt with that betrayal, that type of betrayal, and it hurts. Okay? It really hurts. And then I would say my own heartbreak is me breaking my heart as far as being so naive and gullible in relationships just in general. Okay? Being naive and gullible is what caused me to go through these heartbreaks. Because if I wasn't so nice and wasn't so hella bent on loving so hard, I don't think I would have experienced the relationships or that dynamic in the way that I did. Okay? So, with that being said, this is how I've experienced heartbreak. And even in the process of it all, I would say that right now, I am currently on the move from, you know, recognizing these signs, understanding it, and not ever returning back to any of these situations ever, ever, ever again. So I have to clap twice for on the move, because that's what I'm doing, because I am closing the door to nonsense and BS. I really am, okay? Because I'm the type of person, when I love hard, okay? I'm the type of person, if I'm winning, I want the man who I'm with to win too. And I'm all about being a power couple. That's what I'm about. I'm about that life. And if the man shows any signs of weakness and he's not about that life and that's not what he do, he's not a stand-up man, he's not an alpha man, then I don't need to be with that type of man at all, period. Because if he's a beta man, you might as well, you better off staying far away from me. Because I am an alpha woman. I set the tone. I set the pace. I am a leader. I recognize this. And I don't say that to be cocky or whatever the case might be. But I actually put effort and action to where my mouth is. Okay? I am hardworking. And I don't settle for less. And I'm learning not to settle for less. Point blank, period. Okay? So I know that I'm a stand-up woman. I don't stand for nonsense or BS. I really don't. And that's just my MO. Okay? So now, let's listen to a little bit more of this music. And we're going to go into how I become the heartbreaker. Okay? So, with that being said, we'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. So, you want to know how I became the heartbreaker after going through some sugar honey iced tea, some shit. Going through some shit, right? All right. So, I would say that I've become more, I won't say stone cold, but I would say more alert and aware of situations, because I feel like I'm a little bit experienced in recognizing when something is not right and when my relationship is not going well. So I would say I have become more of a cliche, to whereas I would say that if a guy got to know me, I would not reveal who I am from the forefront. I would not. So therefore, a lot of times, any guy that, you know, gets to know me, they will feel as though there's a lack of transparency. And even in me being transparent, there still is a lack of thereof. And it's like, even if I'm telling them something, they will always feel as though, okay, what if she's not telling me, you know? And that is, it all has a lot to do with my lack of transparency with a guy. And it had a lot to do with me being gaslighted a lot. So I don't necessarily show my hand or show my cards or put my cards out on the table when dealing with guys, especially if I have decided that I'm not going to take them serious, or if, you know, I feel like they're bullshitting me. You better believe that there's going to be a lack of transparency on the table, okay? And I would say that if I feel like a guy is bullshitting me, then I'm going to go on a mindfuckery quest, to whereas I may tell them what they want to hear, stroke they false ego, and, you know, make them think things are going one way, but really it's not. You know, I would say it, between being defensive and deceitful, I would say the mindfuckery has a lot to do with me being deceitful. You know, deceitful not as in to hurt them or harm them in any kind of way, but to not show my hand, but and basically telling them what they want to hear. That is the form of deceit and mindfuckery. And it's only because I feel like they're bullshitting me. Okay, so, like, that's something that I'll do, and sometimes that end up breaking the man's heart, because they like, okay, I thought that you was bigging me up and you was doing all of this stuff, but you actually telling me the truth. You damn right I'm gonna tell you the truth, because if you don't see the truth in the matter of you being weak in one certain area, or you don't see, you know, the error of your ways, better believe I'm gonna put a mirror up to you in the end. okay? Stroke your ego to where you realize how fucked up you are and not put that mirror up to your face. Okay, so that has a lot to do with me being a heartbreaker, and that has a lot to do with because of my past experience. Okay, do I willfully want to do that? No, I don't. But if anybody want to take a shot and a chance with me, better believe that's what to expect when dealing with me. Okay, another thing that I would say is that sometimes it could be a combination of both as far as being defensive and deceitful. At times, you know, it's a part of the mindfuckery, and it's something that I don't necessarily have to heal from. It's just something that I have to decide to mature in, you know, when the time is right. That's all. But it's just a defense mechanism for me at this time because of what I've experienced in the past. Another factor is me being witty and intuitive. When I know that a person is bullshit, a guy is bullshitting me or not being transparent, I will go along to get along. You know, let them think that I don't know what they not telling me. But at the end of the day, I'm very witty and very intuitive. And sometimes that could be a little scary for a guy, because when they realize that I know what they not telling me, or I'm sensing what they're not telling me because I am empathetic, it kind of put them on the defense side. You know, because I have a tendency of calling them out on their bullshit. And that's just me. So sometimes that could break their heart, because what they think they're hiding from me, they're really not hiding shit from me. Okay? Point blank, period. Another thing is rejection at its finest. So basically, I have a tendency of, you know, giving a man a cold shoulder. I have a tendency, if I feel like a person is bullshitting me, cutting them off completely and not having no regrets or remorse after it, behind it at all. Because I feel like if there was a clear indication of somebody doing something offensive towards me, or being defensive in any kind of way, or just trying to do some slick shit to me, and I cut your ass off, better believe it's for a reason, and better believe that my rejection game is harsh and hard. Okay, so yes, you know, this is what heartbreak has caused me to be as far as being a heartbreaker. Okay, and then a lot of times, and in most times, karma. I've noticed in the past that a lot of times in my relationships, either being with a narcissistic person, two or three of them, and just relationship just in general, I've realized that a lot of times, you know, the men will leave me behind, put me to the server, push me to the curb, or put me on the shelf, thinking that I'm gonna wait around for them. And a lot of times they think the grass is greener on the other side, and then they all of a sudden, oh, they remember me. They want to come back to me. They want to work things out, and they want to do all of these things. But I'm like, fuck out of here. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. So it's like they not coming to that nice person anymore. They come into a fuck out of my face kind of person, you know? And a lot of times, I'm the type of person that I realize that these men will have so much fucking fun with me. Like, oh, I can't fucking believe she's this way. You know, having a whole nine. Like, this is too good to be fucking true. You better believe that. If it's too fucking good to be true for you, then better believe that shit, because it's something behind it. Not to say that I'm a crazy lunatic, no, not at all, but better believe that you're gonna have fun, and whatever fuckery shit or fucked up shit you do to me, you better believe that karma is gonna come back to your ass in tenfold. It may come through your pockets, it may come through the woman fucking you over, it may come through, you know, you just haphazardly just going through, you know, fucking bad days or whatever the case might be. Not to say that I wish it on anybody. It's just karma coming back, because the Most High, at the end of the day, have to balance out the scales. And that's just point blank, period. You know, and like I said, I don't have no ill intentions to do any bad thing to the person, whatever, because 9 times out of 10, I'll be long gone out of the relationship and shit just happened for something that they did to me. Okay, so that's another sign of the person going through a heartbreak, a karma, or when they realize they can't get me back no matter what the fuck they do or how they do it, they can't get me back, period. Okay, and then I would say that a lot of times I don't intentionally do these things if it's not warranted. But when it comes down to a heartbreak, like I said, if I have a guy and he's treating me nice and things are going well, better believe I'm gonna treat that guy nice just as well as just as much in return. Okay, I'm gonna do that. But when the minute that that man wants more than just a friendship, or the minute that man have an agenda or other intentions, and if I don't see that man as marriage material or someone long term, you better believe that I'm not gonna hang around. And men, you get to learn something from women. You know, if they're not interested in you, they just not interested in you. No matter what you do, no matter how much things that you buy them, no matter how much you are nice to them, they don't give a shit. You know, and it's not because they heartless. It's just because they just don't care. Okay, and just listen to this. Hear it coming from the horse mouth. Okay. Not all women are like that, but at the end of the day, you know, this is what, when they say a good girl going bad, it's 9 times out of 10, she's never going back to being good. Not to say that I'm not going to be good again, but just to know that I'm much wiser, but I'm not going to be dealing with bullshit from no guys, point blank, period. Okay, so going back to how heartbreak affected me. Okay, I feel as though it's the heart, my heart had been damaged beyond repair, point blank, period. So I'm just gonna give a little bit more detail and dazzlement as far as to how, you know, this catered to me, my heart being damaged beyond repair. And I would say being in a relationship with a narcissistic person prior, it had took me at least 3 years in total to get over this person, because I feel like, and excuse my French, they fucked my head up, point blank, period, with the shit that they did. And yes, I've endured emotional abuse on a minute level, silent emotional abuse, but at the end of the day, I survived, okay? But as a result, I would say it took me 3 years in total to get over this person, period. And a lot of times I feel like it takes 3 stages of being able to detach yourself soulfully, mentally, and physically from the person. The way I did is that I physically detached myself from the person, or emotionally detached myself from the person, where I became emotionally numb to them. Then I physically detached myself. And then the third year, I mentally detached myself from the person, point blank, period, and cut all strings with them. Okay? But I would say that as a result of being with this person, like I said, I've been storing up all the pain to be able to have the opportunity to turn it into power. And no, this is not to rain on a person's parade or talk bad about them as far as them treating me bad and doing this and that, the third. I'm just saying what was more prevalent to me, more impactful to me, what I experienced, because obviously that person never cared enough to know about my well-being or, you know, love me in the way that they should have. So this is just me speaking from a standpoint of what I experience, regardless if they agree with me or not. Okay, so I feel like it had caused me to not be trustful of other people. It caused me to be extremely defensive, to overthink and be over analytical about, you know, men or just people in general, expecting the worst before the best could happen, or sometimes going through self-sabotaging situations to whereas I may have a low self-esteem, or I'm doubting myself or something. These are the things that I experienced in the past, or at times I will hope for the best, and receive the worst or be made a fool out of. And I'm just learning how, you know, how I received and how I give and how it affected me. And I'm not sure how it may affect the other person, what I've done, but I know that it has a lot to do with whatever happened is what goes around comes around, as far as with my heartbreak. But me experiencing a heartbreak, I feel like it just had to deal with that person's well doing and what they chose to do to me because of their own reasoning. Okay, so I would say that my heart has been so damaged beyond repair that even in the process of the 3 years, that, you know, I still were dating or, you know, speaking to someone or whatever the case might be. And I feel like some people, when they got mental issues or whatever the case might be, or got things going with themselves, you know, you get the red flags in the beginning, but sometimes we get so clouded by our judgment and what we want in relationships and not giving ourselves time to actually heal in relationships. So what ends up happening, or what ended up happening with me, is that I don't know if I dealt with another narcissistic person, but there was things that the person did whereas I let this person know that I was coming out of a relationship and I needed time to heal or whatever, but this person was very adamant as far as, you know, wanting to talk to me, wanting to be with me, or whatever the case might be. And make a long story short, you know, I ended up handing my heart over, knowing that it wasn't in good condition. And what ended up happening, this person ended up kicking my fucking heart so fucking high up into the sky to where I had to run to catch my heart. And as I'm running and trying to pay attention to catching my heart, I run into a fucking wall with this person. And then my heart splatters right on the fucking floor. So not only that, I kid you not, people, listen to me. When you get out of a relationship, or you are out of the relationship, or you are on the move, do not, I repeat, do not go into another relationship prematurely, because it's not going to work. So me, I would say my heart was in intensive care at this point, because I'm looking at my fucking heart on the floor, splattered, and trying to pick up whatever pieces and saying, you know what? I gotta say fucking rest in peace to this shit, because it's broken. And it's beyond repair. So I said to myself, you know what the fuck is this? Like, oh my God, this person knew what I went through, you know, and they just deliberately in the end just kicked my heart up in the air and just let it splatter on the floor. And I run into a wall with them, to whereas this person only wanted one thing. And even though I seen all of the red flags, you know, I ignored it. But at the same time, there was good that came out of the relationship just as much as the bad, because everybody have a sense of weaknesses. They all have a weakness. Everybody have a weakness and strength. And I feel like whatever weakness they had, it was not a strong component to keep this relationship survive in survival mode. Okay. So what ended up happening is that person went their way, I went my way. Still on the 3-year mark of getting over this narc. So one narc I got rid of, you know, immediately. I would say it still was a situation, it's still a case of play now, but your ass gonna pay later. And sure enough, whatever they going through, whatever the betrayal, whatever they did to me, whatever the case might be, better believe they're gonna get it in tenfold. Because when the Most High is protecting over, you know, they're chosen ones, you better believe that the person may not seek to get revenge, but the Most High is gonna balance out the scales, point blank period. Okay. And that's just how it is, you know. But me and this person don't talk no more. And I feel like, even though as much good as it was, kudos, but at the end of the day, what that person did to me on an emotional and mental level, I said, you know what, I cannot fuck with this person long term. And I already know that there was no future. So just as much as they didn't see a future with me, I didn't see a future with them after I seen my heart in intensive care the way that it was. And I moved the fuck on. Point blank, period. But me being the type of person that I am, always still being gullible and nice to other people or whatever, and having this thing where I'm always loving hard. Always loving hard. Shout out to all of the people out there who love hard when they get into a relationship and they about the person that they with. Kudos and shout outs to all of those people, because there's nothing wrong when you love and you love hard. You just gotta love with a level of intelligence and know that you could help the people that you love, because you are responsible for how you love and how you and what type of love you give to the person. Okay, you are responsible and accountable for that. So that's what I had to learn. So I would say, people, in the third year, August 2021 will make it the last year of mentally detaching myself. And I feel like the Most High has a strange way of bringing situations or people into your life, or same situation but different people into your life, for you to learn your lessons. Okay, so I would say with this narc that I was with, even though I wasn't attached to him emotionally or physically dealing with him, we still had unresolved issues, but we chose to still manage a business relationship, which was a strain. And there was other strains that were also being associated and attached to him. So I realized that, okay, things are going on, you know, still, you know, going on as a daily activities or whatever the case might be. And then I said, you know what, being I'm on this quest, it's my third year and I'm doing good, I'm like having a hoorah moment. And you know, after it, you know, learning about the person who I was with, had learning that he had a baby with someone who, you know, I've grown accustomed to, and I don't blame this person for anything, but who I have grown, had developed a bond with, he ended up having a baby with her, and it was just so much confusion, and it was like putting the icing on the cake for me. But I tried to ignore it, me being the type of person that I am, and you know, just moving along. But at the end of the day, I just felt like there was still unresolved issues. And I feel like he still proceeded in the relationship. And he doesn't have the capability to deal with confrontations accordingly. And he doesn't have a tendency of being accountable for the things that he do or whatever things that transpire in the past relationships, probably possibly because he feel he doesn't have no control over. But at the end of the day, he's the one who caused certain disasters in his relationships, however way, whatever the case might be. But like I said, he's still a narc, however way. Okay, but that was like putting the icing on the cake, him having a child or whatever the case might be. And I'm like, okay, I still have strings attached to this person. So make a long story short, I said that I wanted to work out, I wanted to lose weight, I just wanted to do something different, you know, go on my new me quest. And I would say that along the way in doing that, I met another person, same situation, whereas the person was the betrayer. They was with someone for a number of period of time, and they had a baby on them. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And mind you, this person was so loving and kind to me. It's almost as if they were trying to make up for whatever they didn't do in their relationship with another person long term. They was trying to make up for it with me, because I've dealt with a hurt with someone else. And I'm like, okay, God, listen, I don't need to learn this lesson twice. I feel like being with the person who I was with prior and getting over them for this 3-year mark was more than enough for me. And I'm not going back to that person. Neither am I going to pick up the same similar situation and, you know, go through this. Or what is it that you want me to learn from this situation to the Most High? What is it? And I realized at the end of the day, with this person, same situation but different person, may not have been me, it was just a new thing. I feel like this person had the same tendency as the other person as far as being betrayal in that aspect.
I know, but that Parker promo saved me so much of my insurance. All right, a little something.
And at the end of the day, I felt like, okay, this person may be different, but I feel and I sense that this person had the same tendency to betray me as how this other person did. And I, like I said, it was a lot of things that this person did that triggered me, you know, to make me think about my past relationships, to remind me. And I'm like, maybe this is the Most High telling me that, are you going to learn from this and grow from this? Or are you going to just walk away and start off new? And then I bring someone new into your life and you really could say that you learned and grew from the situation. So, sure enough, make a long story short, this person ended up betraying me and hurting me. And I'm like, at this point, I don't even care. The stab don't even fucking affect me anymore. You know, but at the end of the day, I feel like my heart is gonna, it's like, I chose to just go on a quest of self-love and to continue that journey, but my heart is just a memory and made out of glass. So the next person who comes into my life, they have to be somebody really, really special. Really, really, really special, because my heart at this point is made out of glass. Not ice, not stone, but literally glass. Okay? And that just goes to show that that guy that chooses, you know, that the Most High has for me, they have to be extra careful with my heart this time, this point in time, because I'm going through the process of self-love, self-acceptance, learning to trust me, trust myself to know that I'm gonna make the right decisions and not allow anybody to take advantage of me. Fuck being nice, because I'm not gonna be nice to nobody, and excuse my language, I'm not doing that no more, because nice gets me with a broken heart. Nice, being nice gets me with the betrayal, stabbed in the back. Being nice get me rejected and men ghosting me. So I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I can't be nice. Can't. That's point blank, period. And I realized that I have to make myself happy first before anybody else could be happy. Does that mean that I need to be selfish? No, not at all. But I need to know that what makes me happy, what makes me thrive, what makes my mental health keep going, my emotional health, you know, me evolving and being a greater person by day. Okay, that's what's my concern. And me just being careful and cautious with my own heart. Okay, so I wanted to share this with you all on tonight, on the memoirs of her. And I want to say to all of you ladies, women, men, teenagers, someone ghosting you, leave the dead buried. Trust me, leave their asses buried. They ghosting you, don't acknowledge them, don't call them, don't reach out to them and say, oh, I just wanted to know you were alive. Because guess what? The phone line goes two ways. They could call you, they could see how you doing. And if you're the only person who's doing it, fuck that. You don't call them, period. Excuse my language, but don't do it. Don't. Okay, someone ignoring you, you text them, you call them, they're not returning your call or texting you back, make yourself a priority. And as I said, fuck them, okay? Because at the end of the day, nobody has a respect enough to either return your text or to call you back. You know, regardless, I understand things happen in people's lives, but at the end of the day, if they don't even make an effort to text you or call you and it happens, it's a pattern that they're doing, trust and believe me, they're ignoring you, okay? And what you need to do is put two middle fingers up at the motherfuckers and just cut them off point blank, period. Okay, if they're blocking you, change your number and keep it moving, point blank, period. Or if not that, and you need to keep your number, return a fucking favor back and return and block they fucking asses, point blank, period. Someone don't want to be bothered with you. They don't want to talk to you. They feel like you that damn much of a wreck, or whatever the case might be, that they got to block you or whatever. If it's not for their own emotional well-being or their peace of mind and they just doing it to cause emotional abuse, fuck them. Leave them alone. Point blank, period. And I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Okay, you don't want people to make a fool out of you, and neither do you want to be anybody's toy where they shelving you, and when they want to be bothered with you, that's when they want to be play with you or whatever the case might be. What you do in those cases, you high five the motherfuckers and you say hi hater whenever you see them and keep it moving. Point blank, period. Okay, so thank you for listening to the memoirs of her. I hope that you enjoyed the show and that you learned something new on the show on tonight. Bye-bye.